This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam. We've been here for a week, reporting on the 40th anniversary of the fall of Saigon and the end of the Vietnam War. We've been following a group of U.S. Marines, many of whom were among the last U.S. troops out of the country, for our special WBUR series, 40 Years Later, A Return to Vietnam. Today we close with a conversation with three of those Marines, Bill Newell from Hopkinton, John Gallane of Malden, and Juan Valdez of Oceanside, California. We met at the U.S. Consulate, the site of the embassy they defended 40 years ago as the North Vietnamese Army arrived. The most obvious change is that the old embassy building, with its helipad on top, is gone, torn down, with lush green grass in its place. Bill Newell was a Marine sergeant in the embassy security detachment.
It's hard to explain. It looks very different. The embassy is gone. The remnants brings back a few memories. It's hard to place where exactly we were because the facility looks so very different right now.
When you think back 40 years ago and you close your eyes, what do you see?
Masses and masses of crowds.
Gunnery Sergeant Juan Valdez was the last Marine to board the last helicopter off the embassy roof in 1975, as thousands of Vietnamese, desperate to get out of Saigon, tried to get in to the embassy compound.
To this day, I don't know where they all came from. They started coming from the villages, and then they joined the Saigon population, and it became just a total chaos, you know.
For each of these proud Marines, images of those final chaotic days of the war are seared into their memories, and all three see reflections of their experience in America's military involvement today in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I honestly feel it's Afghanistan and Iraq is a mirror image of what we went through in Vietnam.
It's symbolic in just the errors and miscalculations in U.S. foreign policy. It's very symbolic of all of that material and human resource, it was wasted. I mean, the military always did their job. Just like this event that we went through, the fall of Saigon, we accomplished our mission. We did what we were trained and asked to do. Right down to the last man, we did that.
In some ways, America hasn't learned the lessons of this. We no sooner got done with the Vietnam War, we had the Gulf War, then we have Iraq, and then we have Afghanistan. So what's next, you know?
These three and other Marine veterans have come to Ho Chi Minh City this week to commemorate the deaths of the last two soldiers killed on the ground in Vietnam, Darwin Judge of Iowa and Charlie McMahon of Woburn. They were also hoping that dedicating a plaque in honor of Judge and McMahon on the grounds of the U.S. Consulate would help them find closure.
It has, to a point, pretty much. And we're bringing it up again, so let me take a breath. You know, the whole point of being here in presenting this plaque is the generations well after we're gone, they're going to remember or know about Darwin Judge and Charles McMahon. So the door is closer to being closed, yes.
Anyone who is killed in the service of their country should be honored as a hero. That is the ultimate sacrifice. And in my mind, their heroic effort has been recognized.
Corporal John Gallane, Sergeant Bill Newell, Master Gunnery Sergeant Juan Valdez, thanks a lot for speaking to me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
This is the end. Beautiful friend, this is the end, my only friend, the end of our elaborate plans, the end of everything that stands, the end, no safety or surprise. I'll never look into your eyes again.
Now some closing thoughts before we leave Ho Chi Minh City. 40 years after the Vietnam War, it's easy to see that at least this Vietnamese city is moving on. As we reported this week, there's a commercial building boom underway here. But it's also easy to recognize the country is still struggling over its own identity. Sure, the political system is communist, but you can't go by the McDonald's, Dunkin' Donuts, Citibank ATM machines, the high-end retail shopping district, and not think the capitalist Americans have returned. There are no less than 4 Coach stores in Ho Chi Minh City. It took a few decades, but they are here. And there's the rub. Where is this Vietnam headed as it matures 4 decades after the war? The U.S. wants to continue the close ties it now has after normalizing relations 20 years ago. It wants more trade, which according to U.S. Ambassador Ted Osius is up to $35 billion annually. Certainly, some people are getting wealthy here, but the average monthly wage is still less than $200. I spoke at length with a 35-year-old woman who does business with Westerners all the time here. She wants more change and more rapidly. She wants to buy a house, which she can't now. She also wants more choices at the ballot box than the one-party communist choice. It's not hard to imagine there are many more people like her here who see the change and want to taste it themselves. On the other side, there's the former Viet Cong spy we met this week. He just shakes his head at all the changes and utters, "Mistake, mistake." It's not hard to imagine there are many more people like him, too. Good morning, Vietnam. It's still a new day here as Vietnam tries to figure out how to move forward 40 years after the last American troops departed. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes in Ho Chi Minh City, Vietnam.